And we're here in the studio with Emily Duff and Scott Aldrich. And how are you guys, man? And let me make sure you guys and your leavings. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good.
We're good.
Oh, let me shut that fan off because I hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. We brought our own fans with us.
Nice.
You know, I think the clubs, they charge you extra for that if you didn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm an unpredictable fan, but I'm here.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. You have a pulse.
I mean, Arlene's grocery is still down there, right?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. We play there.
Down, shout out
with to the mighty Howard Rappaport, the sound man over at Arlene's Grocery.
That's right.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
So nice to have you guys. So I think we're going into one of their tunes.
Yeah.
Off the new record.
Emily, you guys, you want to like build it up here for we're going to be listening to a Walk of Shame. And I was just curious, what's the this is this year, correct?
This is just now. Like just last now. Week.
God.
This is a new release.
This is brand
just
new.
Released.
We haven't even officially released it yet. It's up on Bandcamp. You can buy it if you go looking for it. Right.
That's where I was able to listen to it, which is
I dig it.
Yeah. You can listen to it. You can download it as an MP3 download, digital, or you can buy the actual physical CD, and it'll get mailed to you. And, we haven't even had the official release party, which is going to be the first one of probably three that's going to be on this Monday at the Cowgirl Restaurant on Hudson Street in the West Village, because we have a residency there.
Hudson and Hudson, right? We're bringing the whole circle around.
That's right.
Great
that's
spot.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. And then you guys, I heard rumored through Mark that you guys came here early, which made me get here early.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Though.
I'm always late. And but you were working like you were having some fun material out there.
I just
like,
finished a song.
Yeah, that's
so great.
That's
we're working on new
mention.
Stuff.
So I think we're gonna preview it here. We started messing around with it a little bit in my apartment yesterday with the rest of the band, which is Skip Ward on bass and Charlie Giordano on accordion, and he'll be playing all forms of keys for us. So we started messing around with I had most of the song written yesterday, but I finished it up this morning.
Here.
Did it help
solidify like you were here going, you know, that piece I was working on, so you had a little more.
Well, you know what? This porch made it all come together.
See, that's what true. I was looking for. That
that's
means
cool.
that you came to the Wave Farm and you brought serious,
there's a mojo here.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's serious mojo.
The Catskill connection.
Exactly.
That's right.
Predetermined vibration.
Right. You either start telling, like, you know, dry jokes instantaneously or recording cool pop.
Right, exactly.
It's great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, I got enough condensation on my head, so there's no dryness here.
I'm this sweating it up.
Okay, so the song that we're going to be playing is Walk of Shame off of Go Tell Your Friends, which is like so fresh and hot that no one's really heard it except the people who have had that privilege. I guess here we go. It's on CD1. I'll release it. You just give me power here. All right, we're going to enjoy, and then we're going to go live in a bit, one or two or so.
All right.
Once we get played up. All
right. Right on.
She did a walk of shame from my bedroom window every Sunday morning. Ballroom dirty, bad, worn and torn. She does a walk of shame. She does a walk of shame. Tired, drunk, and lonely, and full of regret. Then she gonna wake up, but it ain't happened yet. She does a walk of shame. She does a walk of shame. She's going off from where she came, but she's gonna stay out. She does a walk. pocket, but no one knows her name. The last one to leave, I know she can't retain. Burning at both ends, nothing to gain. Living too fast and feeling the pain. I don't know where she's gone, off the way she came. But she's thirsty, how she do to walk. Oh, shame. She doesn't walk ashamed. She doesn't walk ashamed. She doesn't walk ashamed. She doesn't walk ashamed.
All right, Walk of Shame. Very groovy new cut. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a million seller. What the hell?
Yeah, that's like, I've been hearing what that my hell? Whole life. Like, wait a minute, where'd you get that song from? Come on,
well,
man.
You know what they say. You gotta write
live.
Sound like classics.
Well, yeah. It's perfectly familiar and just really, like, wonderful. And
cool
so who,
cut.
I would ask, who produced? I didn't really check all the scoop, but who was part
Craig
of the production?
Craig Bishop is the producer on this, along with myself. And Craig has a studio called New York Noise.
Okay. And that,
and that's where Roseanne Cash does all her work.
Ah, that's part of the connection, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what fun.
Yeah, really good fun. And Craig, as a matter of fact, has been in this business for a really long time, and he's produced some pretty great stuff. As a matter of fact, he did the original television demos.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he also on Television Adventure too, the second television LP, did the engineering on that.
That's pretty pretty
so
yeah,
wait,
serious cred.
Television demos, like what?
Well, when Television, before they were signed, he did demos for Arista Records.
Okay.
And Craig engineered them.
Was any of that stuff subsequently on Marquee Moon, or was that literally...
Yes, it's all stuff that was later recorded for Marquee Moon.
Okay.
But these are unreleased recordings that
Craig
was involved with.
I'd like to hear that stuff.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
We saw them when we were
Up
at the studio.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, oh, look at that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's
big
true.
Part of history, because we're both big fans.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, I have one of Richard Lloyd's paintings hanging in my apartment.
Sweet.
In my kid's bedroom. My husband and I, we just bought it, actually. We decided that for our anniversary, we're going to buy a piece of art every year.
Cool.
But a piece of art that's been done by a musician. So that's what we're going to give each other every year for our wedding anniversary.
What fun.
Yeah. So it's cool. And this, you know, this record really, I mean, it started out as Scott and I sitting on a couch live, just playing guitar demos. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, just like we are right now,
just
but
like
we
this.
Were on a couch up
cool.
in New York Noise with two mics on our guitars, one mic on my vocals, and, you know, we listened to the tracks back, and Craig and Scott and I looked at each other and were like, there's a vibe going on here.
Yeah.
And then...
How did you record that? Just curious. Like, I mean, even in the most raw sense, like, you
like
had two mics,
right now,
just like
four
now.
We had, like, an audio Technica.
Mics.
I think it was an Audio Technica on my voice, and most of the vocals, all the vocals on this record are my scratch vocals live.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It was intended as a demo session. It became, but it had
such
a vibe.
Yeah. And so then Sean Pelton came in and put drums down, and Sean's played on everybody's records. He was in Rose's band. He's played with Kelly Clarkson. He's played with Michelle Branch. He's played with everybody.
Saturday Night Live band.
He's he's the drummer. Saturday Night
so he's he was he was a drummer on that track you just played.
Yeah.
On this,
particularly.
Great. Oh,
nice percussion.
So he had to listen to it and.
So yeah, he laid his drum track down
after
we were
done.
Oh my
god. With the tracks, and we did not. We didn't record to a click track. You know?
Yeah, not
that
at all.
Was crazy, but we didn't.
And Rick Wagner did the bass on that.
Yeah.
So then the vocal tracks, but then like the guitars. How did that come into like the piece?
Well, tell them which guitars we used for the recording.
Yeah, I'm curious actually.
Well, we used guitars that were up at New York Noise.
She did.
Used his guitar, but I just grabbed a guitar that was up at New York Noise, and it was a 1937 J35 that belonged to Johnny Cash.
That had some vibes on it.
So there was some serious mojo.
That's crazy.
So there's some really nice
guitars.
That's
crazy.
Wow.
Cool.
And we thank the owners very much for that.
Absolutely.
That sounds great.
So generous.
Absolutely.
And so we just kept going from there, and we wanted to keep it really simple.
This is New York noise, you're
New
saying.
New York noise.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, yeah. And Craig and Rick DePoffi are the guys there. And they're just the best. And super generous, super cool, extremely brilliant, both of them. Yeah. And so we got super lucky. And we had great sounding live demos that we turned into an 8-song record. And it's been pretty great. And Rose even chimed in. Roseanne chimed in and listened to the record. And it's really nice. She wrote us a really nice little quote about what she thought about the record. And that made me smile.
Roseanne Cash.
Roseanne Cash. She, cool. So she's
yeah, I got to read that and I was like, that's
us.
A very
that's so awesome. Yeah.
Special.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that meant a lot to me because she was like everybody else. I feel like I sort of walked into some sort of Willy Wonka fantasy where everybody's like saying, sure, we'd love to.
And what did she say? If you can paraphrase, what did Rose say?
Oh, she said that she's been listening in admiration to my songwriting for a long time and enjoying my melancholy with a backbeat, seductive
yeah.
wow. and strong.
I love that.
I wow. bet you that came out kind of natural, too, obviously.
Well,
was just
for
like,
Rose, yeah, she's a pretty good writer.
Yeah.
yeah
I was going to say, because I say stuff that I would never be able to know about unless someone repeated it.
Yeah.
And that sounds like that beautiful coming straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
So you're basically saying you and Roseanne Cash.
No, I'm just saying when you open your mind and you keep it
the
like...
Gems,
you know,
actually, the gems do fall out of his mouth. Oh, my God.
Well, not
it's
answering
the
that.
Conspiracy
it's
theorist.
It's probably that gentleman who is
somebody calling to disprove what we just said.
No. Well, we're live, so we're not answering it at this point. We don't have the
voicemail.
We don't have the room for it.
We'll catch you on voicemail.
So we're gonna hear something live now, and
we're gonna play another cut off the record, it's just gonna be the two of us on guitar on the recorded track. It's really quite beautiful. Charlie Giordano does beautiful accordion work, and Charlie, if you don't know his work, he's been in the E Street Band with Bruce Springsteen for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And he plays organ. He plays keyboards for Bruce. And what Charlie brings is really extraordinary.
Yeah.
So
on this actual, we're gonna be playing it. So
Blind and Numb,
on the recording, he's on it. Yeah.
On the recording, we're gonna play it for you live, just the two guitars. But it really is a treat to hear what Charlie brings to it.
Scott, you're not gonna be singing on this, or are you gonna be singing?
This one, no.
Okay.
No, he's not gonna
so
sing.
I'll move the mics around to try to get the best sound.
It's, okay, that sounds good.
Cool. His deft guitar work.
Okay.
Will be featured on this.
All
right. And if you're just tuning in, 90.7 WGXC, and we're going to hear some great music from Emily and Scott. And this is Blind and Numb, yes?
Yeah, mm-hmm. This is Blind and Numb.
Whenever you're ready, y'all.
Of A down the dresser by the bin. You left her in the morning. Adios, is how you said. Hey there, shy, cursing angels overhead. Massaging my soul, aching heart, and wishing I was dead. With no time to catch my breath, I caught the moment train. Straight to New Orleans, just wallow in my pain. Drank too much, danced all night, and woke up with regret. Can't remember details, nor the burn like cigarettes. Pushed down, way down below the surface. Wash it away. Head in disbelief, when did I get so old? Place my head upon the beating source of my grief. Swear up and down to change my ways in exchange for true belief. Then I find myself right back to running my own game. Set
it in my way, dressed up in my shame. Shake hand of that devil just like an old best friend. Take a sip and make that trip down to hell again.
Called, man, was that my mom?
No, just didn't want to
it was
stick.
Your mom's cousin, and he was like underaged. I don't know.
Greg had to yell at him.
Oh,
it's
no.
Crazy. No, no,
no. It's just, so, I didn't know the answering machine was like up and loud.
Like, we have to like unplug that.
Hey, I don't
that
really care what you guys are doing, but I'm just calling right. In. It's like, wow,
wow.
If you're going to talk about September 11th.
Was that the same guy?
No, I almost thought. I was like, I heard the word Tom, but it was another gentleman. So.
Oh.
Oh, well, there you go.
Someone wanted to play bass.
Yeah. I heard the low-frequency notes.
That was our bass player. Our bass player, Skip Ward, calling in and saying, sorry, I couldn't come today.
That's true. He was going to come.
That's all right. If we could hear it, we could probably taggle him in a little live right. In a strange way.
We can ISDN him in like a right. Voiceover.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was groovy, Blind and Numb.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, you guys can just go into another number if you want.
Sure. You should.
You sure. Want us to?
We got time. Yeah.
Absolutely. You want to do the title track of the album?
Since yes. We're go that, tell
since
your friends.
Great.
We'll do the title track to the record.
Okay.
And it's Go Tell Your Friends, correct?
It's called right. Go Tell Your Friends. You
and
know?
You're gonna be singing, Scott, too.
I will be.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to do adjustment. Actually, give me 5. Let's see what happens here.
Okay. Sounding great, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
We're going to reposition some of these mic-ies here.
Okay.
Sounds cool? Mm-hmm. Everybody's telling me they like the title of the record because it's positive and it makes people actually pass on the message. It's like, it seems like a statement, you know? Mm-hmm. Emily Duff, Go Tell Your Friends.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
I like it.
Playing telephone or something.
You know, go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it somewhere. Go right. Tell somebody.
Go
do
tell
something.
Aunt Rhody. Yeah.
Say something
go
to
tell
someone.
Aunt Rhody.
Yeah, it's
the
cool.
The old Grey Goose
like
is
it.
Dead.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, Lenny is going to be back in town, and you're going to be performing together, I'm assuming?
I'm hoping. She's cool. Coming in to do some shows for like CMJ.
Cool.
And we are not playing CMJ, but we might be playing during that week at a venue that's not a CMJ venue.
And feel free to remind us any gigs you have coming right
Monday,
up.
Monday, yeah, Monday on the all 21st right. At 6:30. We do a residency for the third Monday of every month at the Cowgirl.
Oh, it's the third Monday at the
Monday
Cowgirl. Cool.
It,
I still
yeah.
been like... dying to come down.
Oh, you should. Yeah.
I love that place.
Really
I just haven't been
fun.
There in years.
It's a great place.
Love to see you guys there. It's great.
It's really fun. We use the back room, and it's called cool. Cowgirl Family Roundup. And we start at 6:30, and it goes till 9.
That's great. Yeah.
It's great. We do two sets.
It's a full band lineup.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a drummer, but we've got Charlie on accordion and Skip Ward on upright bass, and then Cheryl Marshall on vocals with me, on background harmony vocals. So we're able to do three-part harmonies.
Yeah.
And people dance and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Dance. It's great.
And what's that crazy, like, cowboy club on the west side in the 20s somewhere? What's the name of that?
Rodeo Bar. It's now closed.
It's gone.
It's gone. Last year, it closed.
Another casualty.
And it is still unoccupied.
Yeah, they killed sucks. It. Yep. They killed that it last sucks. Year, and there's
it
nobody
does.
There. They
it
haven't
gave me
it.
Gas. It sucks so bad.
Yes.
That's terrible.
We both played there.
That really sucks.
In various guises many times over the years.
Yeah, we used to have a residency there. It was like the first Tuesday of the month.
I thought you played there. And I remember going there years ago.
Yeah,
it was there
great
forever.
Bands. Western Caravan played there all the time.
Yeah, a lot of the old, it didn't like not John Valby, but the other guy, the Kinky Friedman.
Kinky
Friedman. He was that whole circuit.
He played in the bottom line mostly.
Right, and Lone Star, of course. Yeah, I remember the original Lone Star. That
it's
was
all
pretty
gone.
Great.
Tramps is gone.
Yeah, all that stuff is gone.
I mean, we could go into a whole list of what's not there anymore.
Tore down Roseland. Yep. That's really bad.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty sad. But there are still a lot of good venues, Hi-Fi is a good venue that used to be Brownies.
Oh, I remember Brownies.
Yeah. A lot of
Hi-Fi
is
a great
there.
Venue.
Yeah, it's sad Lakeside Lounge isn't there anymore. But
Lakeside Lounge, yeah.
Yeah, there's still some good places. There's
the Lakeside, right.
Yeah, we used to play there a lot, too.
Yeah.
But Mercury Lounge is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And what else is Pianos has a lot of live music.
Parkside
Armin's,
Lounge.
Like you said, Parkside. A lot of venues in Brooklyn that we haven't played yet.
Some Beast of Bourbon's.
Beast of Bourbon, that's a good one on Myrtle.
Yeah, it's a nice spot.
Yeah. Huh, cool.
Yeah, really good barbecue, too.
Yep.
I guess I'm less tuned into Brooklyn even more than Manhattan because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of new clubs in
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
there's tons, absolutely.
Yeah.
Somebody called me up last night and said, I hear there's good music at the Way Station. Are you playing tonight?
We have played there. But.
I said, I have played there. It's good to know that you associate me with good music at a club. So.
That's
but
cool.
I wasn't playing there last night. Yeah, what we have coming up is Cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Right now.
Residency, third Monday.
Third Monday of every month. And that's where this Monday we're actually going to launch this new CD into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys should just come up and do one open mic night at Helsinki and just and definitely drop your stuff off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, they would welcome you with open arms, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, we've heard really great things about two clubs up near here, one being Helsinki and the other one being the Town Crier.
Yeah.
That's cool.
People have said, you guys should really be playing there, whether it's just the two of you or a full band.
Yeah.
Cool. And then Gregor, our friend Elric Walker, who's this kind of lonesome, getting skinnier troubadour cat, who's really cool guy, who did a lot of performances at Open Mic Night. He's I think he would just jive with you guys.
Yeah, he would eat you.
We just think
in a good way.
He'd love you guys, and he's really great.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, just maybe a nice double feature somewhere down the road, somewhere.
Cool. Yeah, well, we're open to everything. We love to play, weddings, bar mitzvahs, whatever.
Right on.
We like these
buta dancing too.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
buta, a little buta.
Anything that celebrates life, we're there.
Well, it's WGXC 90.7, and if we do anything, Gregor, we celebrate life, don't we?
I do the best I can, actually, yeah. Everything I say is celebration of some sort.
I know. I thought you were going to even be stronger in that category.
Yeah,
but
what,
that was good.
With my speech?
Yeah.
With no, speech. We got company here. And
no, that's all right. I'm here to listen to
you.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't
if you've
hold
got
back,
something
Greg.
To say, don't let me stop. Don't
I never back. I never
preach,
hold back.
Preach.
Yeah, preaching, because I'll walk out with a new song.
Oh, I like that. I can't wait to hear the work that you've been working on that you sort of helped.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go out
catalyst.
On a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb, and Scott and I are going to play this new song that I just finished this morning.
Good, and then the waveform can take a little responsibility for
the
atmosphere. The ambience.
What time you got?
I don't know. What time do you have?
I got 4:46.
We're doing great. Cool. We have 15 minutes to the next round here of time. So,
you want us to play the title track off the record?
Yes, absolutely.
In the way that we laid it down on the couch in New York.
I like
noise?
It. Oh, exactly. Even
absolutely.
Better.
Yeah.
This is exactly how this whole thing started.
Well, this is even better.
Cat hair and all.
Cat hair and all.
Blue held the ties on the car last night. Revving in the 7-Eleven parking lot till the morning light. Chain smoking cigarettes till my fingers turn gold. Searching for the proper words to let them all know. I don't care what they say. I don't care. Tell your friends that you love only me. Go tell your friends that this is the way it's gonna be. Just give me a chance
and I'll make it all be late. Now
go tell your friends. Tell your friends that this is the way it's gonna be. Just give me a chance and I'll make it all be late. Now go tell your friends.
Go on, man, get
gonna be. Just give me a chance
and I'll make all be late. Now
go tell your friend. Go tell your friend. Go tell your friend.
I like our extra beats here. It's like, let everyone take it in. Because they already have, but now, like,
well.
What
do you think, Mike? Sick harmonies. You guys, really.
Thank you.
That's great, man. Too. And that's like your anthemic.
Yeah, that's our anthem, man.
That's like great. I love it.
Somebody said to me after they heard that song, they're like, you're like Steve Earle and Patti Smith all rolled up in one person.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, man, I'll take it.
Yeah, that's all mine right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, also, I don't know if it's my imagination or my hallucination, but it sounds like there's another guitar going. Yeah I hear something else.
There's something
there's
weaving.
There's a lot of overtones.
That's guitar weaving for you, you know?
It's really beautiful because really nice. It does sound like there's another guitar that's just giving an extra
That's
edge.
A secret. Like when we started, when we met. No,
that's your recipe, right?
Well, in a way.
Don't tell them how it works.
Yeah, when we met, I shouldn't tell too much.
No, go ahead. Tell
no, me. No, no, I just
no,
like...
Tell because you know what? Right here and right now, we might cure bad music.
No, but it's like, boy, there's no machine. It's like no blender. You guys just, it's just so, I don't know.
I mean, smooth.
It's really funny because a lot of the people that work with us and a lot of, it's really been amazing because like I said, we've been so lucky.
Yeah.
And so many incredible, tasteful musicians have been joining us and playing with us. And we're just like humbled every second of the day that these people actually want to play with us.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they say to us all the time, it's like, they say, how long have you guys been playing together? You sound like you grew up playing together and you've got this chemistry. And it's true because you're really like blessed if you meet your musical partner in life. You know, like I call Scott as a joke. I call him my musical brother or my musical husband. Or
muse bro.
My muse
What's up,
bro.
Muse bro?
My muse bro, exactly. Because when you get with somebody like that, it makes everything feel so effortless. And things just kind of, you know.
And as if there's more, well, actually, because it's so fresh and built up, but it's like a history that you don't have to build. It's already there, kind of thing.
You want to know what the real
possible?
Secret is?
All right. Do
okay,
we?
You want to know what the secret
I don't know
is?
If
get
I
closer
can...
to the mic for this.
I don't know
I want you on
What's
the mic.
What's the secret?
I want you to whisper it
we
to
We
want to
hear your voice.
Really close to
really
the
clearly.
Mic.
Really clearly.
We like each other.
Yeah.
And we listen to each other.
Nice.
That is the secret of music, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the other thing I was going to say is when we met, you know, and I really clicked with her tunes and her sensibility. For me, like the approaches... finding a totally different voicing or a different tuning against what she's doing. And that allows, as you said, like a third voice to emerge.
Well, I could hear it. And I'm like, I know that I can see you and I can hear it, but I do hear another part.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what you want, right?
Making that magic.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
A little magical.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So Emily, people have a little history of the instrument that you're playing. It's a what is that, third quarter? What would you call it? A third quarter?
What's three quarter.
Oh, it's a three quarter guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, basically this is like a student model guitar.
It looks like
and
a parlor.
It's a 19,
right?
I'm not sure. They made these FG45s. Yamaha made these FG45s in Taiwan, I believe.
So that is a Yamaha.
It's a Yamaha FG45, and it's a three quarter guitar, and I paid $20 for it. See, it's between like a 69 and a 71.
That, yeah.
And it's got, you know, when you play a guitar and you go, oh my Lord, there's mojo in here.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a very funny story that I heard from another songwriter who was actually very close with an amazing songwriter named Harlan Howard. And she told this great story that Harlan Howard was a very famous songwriter in Nashville.
Yeah.
And when there would be like a new great guitar, like great songwriter on the block, and Harlan Howard would want to sort of like sabotage them because he wanted to continue being the greatest songwriter, he would give a guitar. He would like put a guitar in the corner of a room, and people would come into his writing room and they'd be like, oh, you should play that guitar. That guitar is great. And Harlan would say, oh, you like it? You can have it. And Harlan would go, there's no songs left in that guitar. Shake it. Like, you know, he's like, I've written all the guitars that are going to come out of that song.
Awesome.
So I'm giving a dead, beautiful guitar away
weird.
To like
That's
the hot
great.
Kid, like the new flavor on the block.
Right, it's strange psychology. You're like, well, there's not much left in it.
Right, exactly. So when and the funny thing is that I picked up this guitar, this little $20 box, and I shook it and it screamed. It sounds
the opposite of everything you just said.
And
right?
I write a lot. I write like 3-4 songs a week.
I know you do.
Nice.
You mention it sometimes on Facebook.
And I shake this thing and she is not done.
How cool is that?
So this little $20 guitar. And it's funny because Skip Ward, he always says to me, man, that thing sounds like a cannon.
It's loud.
It really does.
Clear,
like, reminds
beautiful.
My son's Larrivee, and that thing still has a big sounding body. And
that's a real guitar right there. That's a Martin. That's an expensive Martin.
Yeah, mine's a 1971 Martin D28. That is, you know, I got
I think
for a good deal
too.
Because it was not the bridge was not placed in the, as a lot of early 70s Martins were not, was not placed in the correct place. It wasn't intonated properly. So I had this great guitar tech named Bob Jones.
You have to like, re-glue it and everything?
Yeah, he moved it back. But wow. You know, the sound of it was so huge and beautiful. And it's, cool. It's a piece of American craftsmanship.
Maybe that's where the third guitar is coming from.
My brother
could
got
between
one.
The combination.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know, man. We've got, yeah. We've got you a moved $20 the guitar and a much more than $20
and guitar. And a moved bridge, too. That can connect different like, you know, right. Landscapes.
Yeah.
My brother got one that fell off a truck in the 70s in Kingston.
Nice.
No kidding.
Good old Kingston.
They still have
good old Kingston.
Yeah, and you're telling Emily, no, no, don't yeah, bother.
Kingston's great. No, you're like, look, Kingston's great. Hot guitars.
Bowling
there's
out.
Some great
hot Martins.
In Kingston. I know a few of
Kingston's
them.
There cool. Really is. It's yeah. Not just Kingston, yeah. But
there's
it's
a whole
surrounding
art
area.
Scene there.
It was
actually.
A Martin that he got off the.
It was indeed.
Wow.
It was a herringbone.
Wow, yeah, beautiful. Nice. My God.
It was pretty crazy. Gave it to my dad. That was a cool guitar.
Yeah.
All right, so we got about 4 minutes coming up.
Okay, so we're
how
about,
do you want to? Do you want to like what do you got? Like
we
I mean,
play another song. We
yeah,
can
we
play
can do
Bad Penny. You
let's do that.
Bad
yeah, let's
Penny?
Do that. Yeah.
We have the liberty to go up into the
so we'll just do
5 o'clock
do
hour.
The station ID tune. Now, and then we'll just go into the news.
No, we still have like okay. 4 minutes.
Great.
So if you guys
this
like,
is about that.
So we'll do that, and we'll
this
just go right
this is a new
in.
Song. Yeah, that this is an unrecorded song called Bad Penny. It's not on the record, but we're making another record in January.
Yeah,
so we'll
is this one of the songs that has been coming up, or is so fresh, fresher than what we've ever heard? No one's ever heard this one that we're doing right now.
Right.
Go tell
well,
your friends. But.
Yeah, Bad Penny hasn't been recorded yet, so it's
even
it's,
better.
It's zygotic. It's embryonic.
Oh, I love
all
it.
Right? Nice.
I like the eggs. I like the cells. Just
I'm just too much sorrow, I'm just too much pain. I ain't worth the trouble, I'm a bad moon rising, a hat full of rain. Mama, she died trying to birth me, daddy, come up on the chain. Teacher said no one can reach me, I'm a sad lost soul and the whole world's to blame. Cause I'm a sad lost soul and the whole world's to blame. So give me a nickel. Show you my teeth, give you a friend. Raise my wolves, ain't got no shame, no boundaries at all. Bad Penny's my name. People don't know how to love me. People can't see who I am. People, I could change the world if I was born rich, if I was born a man.
Well, Bad Penny.
Yeah.
Right happy, happy Lincoln, Bad Penny.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good way to go into the news.
Man.
Yeah, you're listening to WJXC 90.7 FM. We're coming to you live from Acre with Emily Duff and good old my friend.
Scott
what's
Aldridge.
Scott Aldridge. I wanted to get the last name.
Aldridge.
That's right. And boy, are we an extra treat here. We're moving up here to the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll see you in about 5 or so minutes. And we'll come back with some more live stuff coming up. And more thereafter. I hope you guys will hang on because you've been here earlier than we have. So,
we're not going anywhere.
No, good.
Yeah, we've been enjoying it. Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't bring you pesto.
That's all right.
But
next time
we'll have some music that you guys want to play too. So you tell us.
Cool.
Like we'll just like plug it in.
Yeah,
so
cool.
You're here.
All right. Right
so
on.
Are we.
Your dogs and my dog.
All right, that was beautiful, and
she's my new favorite.
Yeah, so why don't you talk a little bit about Frazee?
You turn me on to something good.
I can't say anything intelligent about Frazee except I love
her. Hey, that's
and
cool.
Her songs are great. I believe she's originally from Canada, which makes her a nice person, probably. And she's using Al Green's band, so I mean, how much better?
You can hear it.
How much better does it get than that? You know, I believe it was Teenie Hodges' last recording session.
Wow.
So I'm a huge fan. Somebody said to me, "Have you heard any good new music lately?" And that's the first thing I say.
That was very intelligent. I don't know what you're talking about. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad that you actually plugged that in too. That we could follow up with a. Funny how time slips away, and it does, no matter what you want
indeed,
it to not
Gregor.
Do. With Lyle Lovelet and Lovelet.
Lyle
and the Lovelet.
Dude, Lyle Lovelace.
Lyle Lovelace. I was thinking Linda Lovelace, too.
How
man.
Weird is it that he was married to,
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Extremely. They met on that Robert Altman film, didn't they?
But you know what's...
Yes, I think they did.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Let's just get married, get it over with so we can get divorced real quick.
Yeah.
They were just terrible to him. They were like, what's it like being such an ugly guy, marrying Julia
Well,
Roberts?
Don't you remember it always so said, harsh. It? Oh, like the headline was always Beauty and the Beast.
Right. Right.
As if like there was something wrong with him.
It's so terrible.
Jeepers, creepers.
Yeah, it's so rude.
Yeah, like Matt TV should have done a parody where he's just like, that's right. Biatchis, this is my girl.
Right?
I don't see right. you with her.
Straight
I don't.
Up.
Do I?
Straight
Wait,
up.
Did I?
Wait a minute.
I
did you?
Mad jealous.
Straight up.
Seriously.
So, good. Emily's on mic. Everyone's happy out there in Radioland.
I hope so. I don't want to shout.
No, don't you want to let down your fans?
No, I don't want to let down my fans. I just want to let down my hair.
No, you good girl. I like your hair, too.
Your hair is all over in a beautiful way.
It's so awesome.
It's like it's free, you know? You don't
Thank
have to worry
you.
About your hair. It just
I
does
don't.
A thing.
I don't. I hardly pay attention to it.
That's a Duff Do, isn't it?
This is the Duff Do.
I like
yes.
it.
Yes. You can get this Duff Do at Swank Hair Salon on 11th Street, around the corner from the White Horse Cafe in the Wild West Village. Tell
Very
them
cool.
Emily sent you, and Kasia will cut. She'll close her eyes and pull out a razor and cut your hair.
Hey, what about Aster Hair Cutters?
Still
that
there.
Place?
Still
oh,
there.
Now that's
see,
cool.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
I used to go there quite often.
It's
that's
a rite
right.
of passage, yeah. man.
I did
yeah.
that, too.
Yeah.
Back As an actor, day. I was like, do whatever you can do. And they're like, all right.
You're like, wait.
All right.
Go ahead and ruin my audition. Thank you.
Right, exactly.
It was like a blur if you got your hair cut there.
Yeah.
I know.
What? You're done?
Aster, yeah. faster disaster.
Dude, my skull's showing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Trash and Vaudeville is closing. So that's like the extension to
I thought
that.
They were even closed already, but
no,
I heard
no.
about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, man, but they'll probably open in Vegas.
The good old days when I could walk down the street by Coney Island High and see Glenn Benton of Deicide walk by me with an upside down cross burned into his forehead. Those days are gone, kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Those days are over.
NYU so took
over.
That all away from us.
Yeah,
it's
all part of the campus
they
now.
They are the biggest land
exactly.
slumlords.
Yeah, well.
God, man.
Yeah, well, like, yeah,
anyway, Scott,
well.
Your hair looks cool, too, dude. I just
right?
didn't want you.
Yeah, everybody's oh, yeah, got some good hair going on.
He does. All right, so.
So we're all here,
hey,
and
man.
We're live.
We're all here.
Let's just keep it jangling. Al, what was the first song? Toussaint? That we didn't know?
No, it was Frazee song? For it. It was, I already read
Al Green. Al Green and Lyle Love It.
And yeah. Lyle the Beast Love
doing,
It. And
doing
then
Willie Nelson song.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's
no, no,
important
but
actually to know.
At the head.
Yeah.
Time Funny How Time Slips Away is a Willie Nelson
That's a Willie
song.
Nelson
Most
song.
People
cool.
don't know that.
Did he ever do it too? Or
yes.
He did, right? I
oh,
think
yeah.
I've heard that actually.
Yeah, no,
Very
I have
slow,
it.
In that
I
slow
have it on
Al
my phone,
Green kind of
no.
way.
Wow.
With the same guitar, his
Probably.
His like his mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a demo version that came out on like the, it's called the Crazy Demos or the Crazy Sessions. You know, it's got the song Crazy that Patsy Cline did, which is also a Willie Nelson.
Which is also
so,
his, yeah,
yeah,
correct. With his, he's had that guitar, I think, from inception, if
yeah.
I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Born with a guitar in his hand.
And
Ray
he
Price
never,
had
I've seen him
that,
live so. With Haggard, and I never saw him tune it. Which probably it didn't not. Sound like Freaky Freaky, but I'm saying I never saw him really like work.
He must have a guitar tech.
A guitar that
I don't know. He played live though. It does go out pretty quick.
No, see, guitars like that when the molecules of wood expand and contract.
Right.
And
here we go.
And you've never changed the strings.
I'm serious. Those guitars don't move.
Right. All the hand glue like on the bridge and stuff.
They do not move when wood is you know? That old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to move. Like Rick Kelly over at Carmine Street Guitars. Huh. He makes custom electric guitars. He also makes acoustics, but his electrics are made from 200-year-old wood. He calls them the bones of New York City.
Wow.
Yeah.
He made my husband a bass, and the body is wood from Chumley's.
Electric bass.
Yeah.
The wood comes from the body comes from Chumley's, and the neck is from wood from the Chelsea Hotel.
No.
Come on.
Absolutely.
What, they demolished one room that was unruly?
They renovated.
Dude, it's from Sid's bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that explains everything. I think I was in there.
And Rick even makes guitars like that with no truss rod because it does not move.
Oh, now that's crazy. No truss rod even.
No truss rod in the neck.
Yeah, it's like a baseball bat stuck onto a...
It's literally like a Louisville slugger.
I was going to say a slugger neck.
Yeah. And the neck is really thick. It's beautiful.
Yep.
You familiar with Gogo Bordello?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he has an old one, too. Not as old as Willie's, but he doesn't stop using that particular... Yeah. But actually, it does go out of tune.
Yeah.
And he'll still play, because it works. He's like... You don't hear everything else is going on.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to listen to next, Emily and my beautiful friend? What's this, Scotty?
Scott.
Aldrich. I said Scotty. I just like the Scotty.
Scotty.
Bring it to us, Scotty.
Steer us.
We're going to do another song that's not on the record because the way I see it is you can play the record anytime.
Right.
We're going to play you new stuff.
Great.
Even though we love the record, which is an odd thing to say.
No,
most artists don't love their records. They're like, okay, we're done. Let's move on. And in a way, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. We're going to play a song that I wrote for my kids. It's called Listen to Mama. And it's going to feature Mr. Aldrich here on slide guitar.
And that's I wanted to mention that I bet they listen to Mama a lot. Because Mama not only can perform and sing, you can cook.
Yeah.
Like oh, man. Can mother. She ever? Emily is a
You get over there for these guest dinners?
Well,
Scott, I hope.
Well, what I do get over there for is practice. You know, we practice once a week and sometimes twice a week. And, you know, we always are partaking in whatever Emily has cooked up.
Yeah, I won't let anybody leave without eating.
You're like, Emily, I don't know if I can get this guitar part down unless you whip out some more jambalaya.
We're not done with this. What's
I'm always like, it's cool. Yeah, I'll eat. Yeah.
You know what they say? Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Oh, I got to come to your house.
Anytime, man.
I don't sing on this one. So
anytime.
So listen to Mama and then Marky B. What would we say about Mommy?
Hey, Mommy, how are you doing?
That's what we're doing. That's right.
Oh.
We haven't forgotten you.
Yeah, my wife is, she's
Maria.
We do that off, but I can't do
And
that.
Elric Walker, this is a little heads up to you. You should be playing at Cowgirl Hall of Fame, loser.
Yeah,
just kidding. Just kidding, Elric. Now, come on
Good
now.
Thing he's not listening. Because he would
get sensitive, Mommy.
He'd take
You're
it
the
so
best.
Sensitively.
No, no, he, you know we love you.
All right, listen to Mama.
All right, man.
Wait a second. I was in a different tuning.
Oh, silly boy.
I was in open D instead of
G. Oh, because you were thinking about this new song.
Yeah, take your time.
Play chord.
Oh, gosh.
We tune because we care.
That's cool. It's all part of the process.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about having a guitar tech is a really great thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
If you're tuning in, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC coming to you live from Acre. We have Emily Duff and Scott in the house.
You ready,
know
man?
It.
Yep.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. June 1st, no, it couldn't get worse. I calm down with a coat on my chest. Doctor calling around from Allentown. Tell Mama I got rest. But the fields need tending, the fences, man. And so I crawled out of bed and I get. Gonna have a fit when she sees me, that's it. You better off dead. You better listen to Mama. Mama knows best. You got to push out of. Your mama knows best. You better listen to Mama. She loves you too, hell. Go on, that's Mama. You better find a better friend. Sitting at the table, good Lord, you know.
better listen to mama.
I guess they know they better listen to mama.
Oh, heck yeah.
Dang.
If they want good food, especially.
I'll tell you, I've seen many a post of like some amazing meals. You're like, I just woke up and got some fresh, like organic veal and some fava beans and some rosemary. And then in a saucepan with some, I mean, it's just like amazing.
It's true.
Getting hungry now.
My perfect life is good food and good friends surrounded by family making music.
Cool. You have a big nuclear family.
You know, I don't. And it's kind of a shame, but you know, I've got my sister and her family. They're about 40 minutes away. My mom's in Florida.
Right.
But that's about it. And my husband's family, they're on another planet in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His family's from Australia. He's from Melbourne. So we don't have any family. So, you know, I've got two gorgeous kids, but we just, you know, we keep it tight.
And you know that saying, I don't have friends, I have family. So, I mean,
that's the thing.
Gregor's like that. Like his family is like, God knows why, but they put up with me and I love them so much. So.
He's the lodger.
Yeah. I used to call myself the lodger. I lived at his house for like 6 months at one point. Yeah. And I actually woke up half asleep eating lemon bars in their kitchen once.
It's called eat walking.
It was just amusing. Yeah.
Nice.
Or sleep
they
eating.
They were nice about it.
You know, lemon bars.
I knew I was home.
Sleep snacking.
Sleep snacking. Yeah.
Wearing pajamas out.
I don't know what he was doing. Thank God I wasn't
dude,
there for it.
Sleep eating. It
Twilight.
Was just.
Yeah,
I was like midway through the second, you know, magic lemon bars.
Nice. Nice.
And we have a pig named Shiva, and she's probably like, what are you doing?
Right. She's in a cage off the kitchen in the laundry room. She was a. That was a nice acquisition. I wish, or maybe you wish she could resend that one. They love her. She's a sweetheart.
No resending.
How big
but she's, she's a big
pigs.
Girl.
Resend to address. Yeah. Unattended. She's a potbelly pig, Vietnamese.
Cool.
She's about as maxed out as
what is
possible.
She, like 3 years now?
Nice.
Yeah, she's indoor, outdoor. She has a killer pen outside, and then she comes in the evening and goes into her big Great Dane cage.
Nice. Our friend Shecky, who actually plays some guitar on our record on My Daddy.
Love that.
Tommy Davis, we call him Shecky. He and his wife out in Long Island, they've got a pig named Elvis Pigsley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
and they say Elvis? They just like...
They just call him Elvis.
Is it boy,
Elvis.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I reckon it is, yeah. But yeah, so they've got a pig that runs around their house too.
Yeah.
It's pretty
well,
cool.
Well, she's allowed to, in the winter, go up to
by
the stove
fire,
and such.
Basically,
yeah.
Right?
Aww. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, we don't stop her. She just gets a little unruly.
You got a pig belly stove?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Insert pig belly stove insert.
Funny.
It's a new style of heat in your house.
So,
where are we? What are we doing?
Well, I guess maybe we could do a little bit of current events. We've got groundswell happening this weekend.
Oh, yes. Must do what we should.
Yeah, it's a big deal for WGXC. I don't know.
You
want to
read?
Second year?
You want to do a double read here?
Yeah,
no.
I
want to
know more about groundswell.
Groundswell is
like
a bunch of artists doing crazy artist things. So if you dig that.
Actually, there's not much to read on double side.
We can both look at it.
Yeah.
John Cage Trust with Seth Chrisman, John Cleeter, Brian Dewan, Gambletron, Tyson Hauf, Bernd Klug, Lovid, Douglas Repetto, and Quintron are the artists that will be forming this wonderful partnership with Alana. It's called Groundswell, and GXC is co-presenting this third version of their award-winning exhibition event, Groundswell. Over a dozen artists will reflect on and react to Alana and its integral viewshed. It's a beautiful, beautiful scenic vista area, vista-laden area. It's an ambitious and early environmental work. Alana's 250-acre landscape was originally designed in response to its essential and spectacular views. The Alana Viewshed by Hudson River School artist Frederick Church. Audiences will explore the property's undiscovered roads and naturalistic scenes as they encounter each project site. There's food and drink available, and... let's see, you can purchase that from Daughters Fair and Ale at 4 p.m. This is from 1 to 5 tomorrow, the 19th, Saturday. The event culminates with a performance by Quintron. In case of rainy weather, the rain date for Groundswell will be Sunday, September 20th, this same weekend from 1 to 5. For more information, go to WGXC.org or Olana.org. And it's going to be held on the grounds of Olana State Historic Site, which is located at 5270 State Route 9G, Hudson, New York. And we're at the Wave Farm. It's 90.7. Thanks for listening. This has been a really fun show with you guys.
Yeah, we're
thanks
glad
for driving up from the city.
Yeah, thanks
yeah,
for
our pleasure.
Entertaining.
Thanks, yeah. It's gorgeous great. Here, man.
Yeah.
It's an inspiration.
Yeah, it's pretty cool up here. And they do this whole artists collective where artists from all over the world come here and stay, and it's a really cool environment. And so we'll be getting to some more songs. We've got some time
yeah.
left.
Did you want to actually just do a little plug here while they're here as well?
Yeah, for about, Blue Horse?
Yeah, about yeah. Laura Lee.
Why don't you start it off, and I'll talk all about right, Kevin and Journey.
See what we got. All right, so we've been, and you're going to, I'm going to need your help, actually.
Yeah, pal.
So I think it's next week, if I'm not mistaken,
right.
Correct? Next Friday, we're going to have them.
We're going to have Laura Lee and Nancy, who are a part of Blue Horse Rep, and will be here talking about various projects that they've been very successful with, a little film that they worked on.
That I have not pulled up, so I'm sorry about that.
Well, we'll get to that. That's in the Woodstock Film Festival. And there's also something going on at, what is it, the Bridge Gate, I believe, that Nancy.
Yeah, we have the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill,
cool.
New York. That's pretty darn local. It's about as local as you can get. Grinder's Stand is coming up in October.
Oh, that's the play title, Grinder's Stand?
Yeah, I'm trying cool. to get the actual link right here. I'm having a little trouble here. But we're going to have them coming to you live here in the Acre Studio.
Next Friday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that particular piece that's in the Woodstock Film Festival, which is it's really great that they have a lot of response to it. And they're going to be here talking about that. Not only that, we're going to be part of this wonderful energy cloud. We're going to try to do some radio plays coming up in the near future. So that's going to sort of lock us in appropriately as well. So we can't wait to welcome them into the studio and tell you what's going on and what we're going to be doing with them as well.
Right. Well, we will be doing a very, very cool thing. I think for starters, we'll be doing this piece called Journey Through Space.
Exactly.
Kevin's going to be adapting that into four or five pieces, that first script. And so every week we'll do like a 5 or 7 minute radio play, a serial radio play, and should be a lot of fun. And we will have these wonderful talents that we are so lucky to be working with, Blue Horse Rep. So, yeah, I guess it'll be what we make it, Hair Gregor. That'll be fun.
I don't have that much hair anymore, but you thank know? You very much.
You do, yes. It's a little
I cut a lot of
wild
it off, yeah.
right now.
Yeah, no I kidding. Like it. That humidity. Yeah.
So,
go live on those two.
So, just on, yeah. Great. So, I don't know anything else.
You know plenty.
Let's see.
We're overwhelmed with this. This is where we're at right now. So, we stay where we are. We don't try to go anywhere else. That's the beauty of it. Here we are. G-Trees, Market B, Emily,
Scott.
In the
studio, Emily and Scott. And we're going to be hearing some more tunes before we close out the second hour of our afternoon show.
How many hours do y'all do?
We do two every
Fantastic.
Friday.
Fantastic.
It's great fun. We've been doing it now, I don't know, over a year and a half.
I think you should do
close
4 years.
You know, it's a crazy commitment even for the two, but... You know, I'd like to do more live performances. Like, we've done a lot of this with uh-huh. other artists, but we want to do more. And we had a guy, you remember, do you know James Spione? Jim Spione from Purchase, filmmaker. He made this great film called Silenced. It was about these whistleblowers. It was a huge deal. It's a huge, huge thing. We had him on recently. So, just so glad to have you guys. And, trying
cool.
to do more of this.
Right on.
And we're also going to do this crazy radio play with Davidson, which is a short space parody film that we made called Journey Through Space.
That's awesome.
For Too Much Money about, I don't know, Jesus, too many years ago.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
So,
So where are we headed right now? Where are we going on the road?
I was going to go, where are we heading? Like on the road?
Yeah, like now. We're stationary, but we're going to move somewhere. So where are we going next?
We're going to go out on a limb, and we're going to play this song that I finished this morning.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Love it.
It's a song called Dangerous.
Ooh.
Ready when you are.
Makes me want to go to be.
I remember nights swimming with the bad boys on the block, getting down to the deep dark there and smoking too much pot. That makes me dangerous. Then go on and run. That makes me dangerous. You better lock up all your sons. Put my trust in street preachers, farmers, and that ilk. Steer clear of Wall Street, selling science safe as milk. That makes me dangerous. I'll take it as my name. That makes me dangerous. I'll wear it without shame. I like old cowboy boots, a leather jacket, and tattoos. Can't decide which team I'm on, I just get too confused. That makes me dangerous. Then you wanna take me home. That makes me dangerous. Like a rolling stone. Thank you. can't save you from your guilt, I can't shield you from the world. Don't mean no disrespect, I just won't be that girl. If that makes me dangerous, then danger is my way. That makes me dangerous. I am not afraid. That makes me dangerous. I'll take it as my name. That makes me dangerous. I'll wear it without shame.
Nice.
Yeah, we made it through it, right? Just finished it this morning.
That's cool.
Shoo, wait.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah, finished that one this morning, and there you go, on the radio. Now that, my friend, is dangerous.
That is, I was just
right.
Looking at.
Right.
I walk on the edge,
it
dude.
It felt good, cool. though.
It did.
That's
it,
great.
I like this song a lot. It was. It's kind of like one of those Here I Am songs, Love Me or Leave Me or Let Me Be Lonely.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. I don't know what to do after that danger.
After that,
that
dangerous
safe,
move.
Dangerous move. I love it. It's yeah. good. It's good.
Well, thank you. We're going to be recording this and more in January. You know, we've actually, we've been funded to go do a record down at Fame in Muscle Shoals.
Wow.
So we're going down there from January 11th to the 15th.
Is a Bad Penny part of that too?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How wonderful. What a great
show. Yeah,
treat.
That one's going to be part of it. Probably this one. Right now we're wading through about 45 songs.
Yeah.
And trying to get to the gold.
Coming
you know?
In strong. I love it.
Vetting them out, you know. I've got a couple that are my favorites. Mm-hmm. Gone is a favorite, The Fall's
which
a favorite.
We
didn't even do those. My daughter is an acolyte at the Episcopal Church on Hudson Street. You know, she wears her robes and she's assistant to the celebrant. You know, and she does altar service every Sunday.
Cool.
And the reason why she wanted, we're Jewish. And the reason why she wanted to do...
Just in case you were wondering.
Well, actually I am. Yeah. I was raised Jewish, but my husband was brought up, I believe, Church of Scotland.
Right.
So Presbyterian, I guess that is. Yeah, Presbyterian. Here, yeah.
That's quite a mix.
Yeah, it's a good mix. And it's interesting because Sylvia got her idea, it's my daughter, she got her idea of wanting to be involved in a church from reading the Little House on the Prairie books and watching that series.
The funny thing is that
in that series, church really never looked like fun.
That's
it
true.
Always looked
no,
like
no, it's all
a drag.
Stripped down and yeah.
Yeah, hard
it
seats,
always
no
looked
cushions.
Like a drag. It was always like hellfire and damnation, everything. And my daughter is like sitting in the tub when she's 6 years old singing Bringing in the Sheaves.
That's funny.
And I said, honey, where did you learn that song? And she says, oh, I learned that from Little House on the Prairie and Why Don't We Go to Church?
My sister had the same reaction at that age. It's funny.
And, you know, it was just, it's just hysterical. So, you know, I started going to church with her because I wanted to see what the big hoo-ha was about.
Oh, cool.
And I fell in love with it.
On Hudson Street.
On Hudson Street.
And did you say the
St. Luke's in the Fields.
The Episcopal?
It's a beautiful church.
Yeah, it's a great church. And
I like Episcopalian. They're like pretty
Catholic
mellow.
Catholic light, man.
I'm a
no, definitely.
So.
Cool. Oh, you're an Episcopalian.
I'm an Episcopalian, too.
Oh,
yeah.
My
lapse.
God.
A lapse.
You're surrounded.
I never had a problem with any of it, actually. Is my temple better than yours? I don't think so.
I mean, my dad was a Methodist minister, you know, so I've had plenty of...
That's cool.
Oh, he's has
preacher's
yeah.
kid stuff, you know.
For real.
So you are a son of a preacher.
I mean,
man.
There was like a time yeah,
really
where
is.
I was...
Dusty was singing about you.
I like when, you know, every year, season to, you know, from warm to cold, the time of the church service would change. And I think I forgot once and laid into some, you know, leap off the amp, like power cord at like 10:30 a.m. My mother's running up the stairs like waving, no,
don't
stop.
Do it.
You know, during like the end of the service where my father would say, and let us bow our heads and pray.
Bow our heads and hit the feedback.
That's awesome.
It's horrifying. So the old days, fun childhood days.
Yeah. I don't know how I got to that. Oh, this song, I guess. The Fall.
The Fall.
Do we have time for one more song before we say goodbye?
Totally.
You've been tuned in properly. So if they're tuned in and you're tuned up, then I think we have to set it up or don't, whatever you want. Scott, are you going to be singing on this one too?
No.
Yes,
no.
You do.
On The Fall?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do, yeah.
I
absolutely
well,
do.
Well, I'm going to do an intermediate.
No, 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 no. No, I was kidding.
Unless you're like opting out of the standardized testing here.
No, I want to participate.
So I'm sitting in church with my daughter, and I'm digging it.
Yeah.
It's my therapy, you know. I don't have to pay for therapy because on Sunday I go and I listen to the homily by Mother Stacy or whoever it is, and I just go, yeah, I'm cool now. You know, because their whole message is just love and kindness. So, at the end of your week, when you're feeling kind of like your back's about to break, you sit there, you take a deep breath, and you go, oh, okay, good. The world is fine now. It is really just about love and kindness.
Or not enough of.
Yeah,
not
the best part of it. For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
But so I'm sitting there and I think to myself.
Self?
I want to write a song. I'm going to write a song about somebody who just does not want to be saved.
Nice.
Who really is against the whole being saved.
Some of the bigger stars.
Right, exactly.
Or the better saints.
But I wanted to articulate why you wouldn't want to be saved. So that's where The Fall came from. And that's what we're going to play now.
Right on.
2, 3, 4. Snorting lines off the belly of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I stuck my middle finger up to the Lord. Even Jesus Christ in his final golden hour ain't gonna save me from the fall. I'm going down like my mama did in a puff of punch and smoke and alcohol. It's getting hazardous. Now somebody go call Lazarus, 'cause only he knows what he saw. And I'll be eating greasy pizza with Mother Teresa and telling dirty jokes to St. Paul. Holy and seductive light will get me on the path that's right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the fall. I'm going down like my mama did in a puff of punch and smoke and alcohol. It's getting hazardous. Now somebody go call Lazarus, 'cause only he knows what he saw. And I don't want to be forgiven. I don't need to be saved. Got no interest in your heaven. Step back, just let me fall. Like Brother Judas, come on, y'all, let's do this. Get off the cross, we need the wood. Permanent vacation, this last temptation. Man, I'm looking forward to the fall. I'm going down like my mama did in a puff of punch and smoke and alcohol. It's getting hazardous. Now somebody go call Lazarus, 'cause only he knows what it's all. Yeah.
sweetness.
Wow, I like some of those lyrics.
I like that song a lot.
Yeah, man. It's like,
not that I've fallen yet, but hey, I'm leaning in the right direction.
I think my tombstone, but I'm not going to be buried. I want part of my epitaph to be, she rhymed greasy pizza with Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, I like that. Yeah, as a guy who plays with Emily, you know, and learning her tunes, working on tunes with her, it's a challenge, you know, just all the twists and turns and the little crooked things that she does and that stuff that we work on. And it's such a challenge, just that aspect of it, the musicality of it and the arrangement of it.
Not to mention the lyrical.
Well, yes. And then so once you've been playing it for a while and it starts to get in your DNA, and then you start, then the lyrics, for me, this is just my own experience as a listener playing it, you know, and then the lyrics start to sink in. And, you know, your whole perspective of the song changes again, you know, and it gets deeper and deeper each time. So, like,
how did you all meet? Like, how did you actually meet? Did you not say before?
I didn't say how we met. We actually met at the rodeo bar through mutual friends. Scott came to see my band play on the recommendation of the drummer that was playing with me at the time, who said, I think you would really like this and I think you'd really be great in the band. So why don't you come and check out what's going on? And you know, he had, you know, I think that, you know, the way you explained it to me is that you've really felt like you had an affinity toward the tunes.
Totally.
And our chemistry just clicked. And it was, you know, one of those things that was meant to be. So we got really lucky.
The hooks, you know, I heard so many hooks and like one tune after another and with phrases that were like, wow, this is a really memorable hooky great tune.
So many that you got caught.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then her rhythm guitar playing was totally killer too. You know, I dug that.
I love playing guitar. I could play guitar all day long, like till my fingers bleed.
I need a little more passion in my life. I mean, I have a lot, but I need to pursue it. So you guys are a good influence of it.
Oh, good.
Well, I write so much, so you know, it's kind of like this thing where it's my job, whether I want it or not. You know.
Emily Duff, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And Scott, I want to say your last name, but I want to say Eldridge, but it's
Aldridge.
Why did I just got to say it enough? Mark, you're supposed to help me here.
Well, Aldridge, if you just Scott let Aldridge, me.
Emily. Yeah, if I let you.
What are you doing, dude?
I just feel like I'm the only voice other than myself, other than the beauty that's happening right now.
You're thinking Larry Eldridge.
Yeah,
Larry
Eldridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the only other thing I want to close, say before we go away is that people can listen to the record on Bandcamp, and if they like it, then they can download it. I think you get to listen to it like 3 times.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
well,
I listened to it once,
and that's enough to know what it's all about. If you can't hear it in the first round, well, second time's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, and lyrics are up there too, and there's 8 songs, and it would be great. I'd appreciate it if you downloaded it or actually bought a physical copy, and I'll send it to you.
And again, Monday
third at the Cowgirl,
Monday,
yeah.
Residency.
With the full band.
That's definitely like the family, right? Because that's a lot of people that come out and
that's
see you guys.
That's a ton of people.
Probably local right there, too.
It is.
And that's a cool hang right
around. Well, you know,
there.
That was really the purpose of it because that's been my neighborhood for over 25 years.
That's so cool for you. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, man. It's a great
scene. It's so great to see you again and reconnect. It's really wonderful.
Same here.
You know, so thanks. It's just great. Thank you.
All our pleasure.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, but thanks
it's
for
just
having
awesome.
Us.
You guys, great. It's just so
we'll
wonderful.
We'll see you outside of the studio. Here on the way out. And we have a request to actually take pictures of us. So
yes, please.
I took a really cool one of the last one of you guys in motion.
Right
so
on. That's,
one, but we have a request to have a picture of the crew
here.
I have
to introduce you to Cameron and Ryder, the two people that MC the open mic nights on Tuesday nights at Club Helsinki. And if you got there like around 6 o'clock any Tuesday night, you could play whenever you want to.
Yeah, you right get two on. Songs you, you know, for sure, and maybe even more before
you
pull it away.
Well, we're going to stop
there. They
would
receive it very
well. On our
way
back, we're going to
go. Gonna stop there on the way and drop them off a CD.
Great.
And let them know.
And then we'll plug it too. From
and there's this other cool little place called The Pub in Philmont. Now, it's a small little place.
Oh, okay.
But it's got that good, like the Mostyns play there, our friends, the husband-wife team.
Yeah.
And so it's like a real laid back kind of like in your face while you're eating your, you know, organic burger kind of joint and great beer and stuff. So you guys, I mean, if you could work
out
something, whatever.
Maybe we could stop there
and
have dinner.
Okay, that sounds cool.
It is a swell little place, but Hudson, if you're in Hudson, there's a whole bunch of places.
I've never been up this way before. I'm really excited.
Well,
like
welcome
I said,
to the
I've
territory.
Got friends in Kingston. Yeah.
And I'll tell Chris and Laura I saw you. Anyone else that I think of.
Thank and he'll stop scaring you about Kingston. We're going to pull our show out.
Kingston's fine. Just depends on where you go and what part of town, you know.
So you're listening to 90.7 WGXC. We have Emily McDuff.
Maybe
so bad.
Maybe sound like a Happy Meal.
No, don't. Because it has a Mick in there. It's like I could be Mick Gregor. But I'm not.
It's kind of cool.
Well, I'm sure, you know, because my husband's family, they're half from Scotland, from Dundee, and half from Ireland. So maybe that was McDuff at one point.
I'm sure it was. And they're like, they stopped saying the K. Right. And they went to Duff.
Duff.
All right, this is a request also out there. I don't know if we'll have enough time, but Cheryl, take it over. This is The Killers. I don't know. This is a request from a while back. Mr. Brightside.
90.7 signing off, I guess.